Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Big broadcast lined up for you today. We have a Portland Down survivor coming on. That was the big bio and chemical weapons laboratory over in England where they killed so many servicemen and women. And it's part of a larger global program with Western governments known as Project SHAD, testing chemical and biologicals on the military. We're going to spend an hour on this and just go over who the real terrorists are. I mean, who has attacked the American people before? This is just one case of thousands and thousands that have been declassified and made public. And then, of course, the war drums to attack Iran had quieted some the last few weeks. Now they're beating at fever pitch right now. And Iran is issuing some of its own threats. And I want to compare what Iran's doing and the course they've taken to India and Pakistan and China and North Korea and others. And, well, really it boils down to global government. Then there's some encouraging news we'll spend some time on. Internet tops TV as most popular pastime. It topped television, 4 years ago in South Korea. It just topped television as the most popular pastime with the most time spent on it than television in England. And we're set in just a year or so for it to be the number one pastime in the United States. But this particular article out of the Daily Mail over in the UK, Internet tops TV is most popular pastime. We'll get into what that really means after this quick break. Not only has Mr. Bolton come out, the U.S. envoy to the U.N. and threatened to attack Iran, Cheney has said that there would be dire consequences if they don't totally submit. And it doesn't matter how much they submit, they will be attacked. We all know that. Israel saying it will, quote, have to act on Iran if UN can't, mirroring Bush's comments on Iraq 3 years ago. We're coming up on that anniversary of the attack here in just a few days. Also, House renews USA Patriot Act. Bush to sign into law. They're calling it the reauthorization. I call it the radical expansion on many, many fronts. A new national police force with unlimited arrest powers. All of your prescription drugs, not just the stuff dealing with methamphetamine, non-prescription drugs being uploaded, card being swiped, federal control over your local purchases, so many facets to it. So we'll get into some of those reports as well. And we're going to have open phones today, as we do almost every day. Some days we have three or four guests on, so we don't take calls. But today is not one of those rarities. We will have open phones throughout the broadcast. And I'll try to go to your calls early in this hour. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. We'll get you up and on the air on this live Wednesday, the 8th of March, 2006 edition. As we engage in the information war against the globalist, against the New World Order. The websites are Infowars.com, Infowars.net, PrisonPlanet.tv, PrisonPlanet.com, and, of course, JonesReport.com, now updated and redesigned and will be updated on a daily basis. So be sure and visit JonesReport.com on a daily basis. We're going to really build and expand and develop that site, and it has only begun. I built it, 4 or 5 years ago, and I've just had it kind of sitting out there waiting to be fitted out for combat in the info war, and now it is being launched. It's been on some maiden cruising and home waters the last few years, waiting until the day that it engaged the enemy. And it has now been released into the open waters of this global theater of the info war. All right, we'll be right back to go into the news. Iran, what's happening with the internet, new developments with the pork deals. It's all coming up right here on the GCN Radio Network, Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filter now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the document of truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Now, let's remember that the neocons lied us to war back in 2003, back in March of 2003, and the Downing Street memo has been released, the White House memos have been released, the White House does not deny, in fact, they confirm their authenticity and are trying to arrest whoever released them, where they're openly talking about how they're going to stage the war and Saddam doesn't have WMDs and how it's all really about oil and using Iraq as a military base. But you don't need those secret documents. We have the September 20th, 2000 PNAC Rebuilding America's Defenses Strategy for the 21st Century. That's the title of it. And it's on the PNAC website. And it's signed Dick Cheney. He wrote that particular document. And in there, he says we need to kill the Arabs using race-specific bioweapons. We need to legitimize their use. I mean, you talk about Dr. Evil type stuff. You talk about off-the-charts Hitler type stuff. It's just calmly written there by him. And Saddam isn't a threat, but he'll be a convenient excuse to invade and secure the resources and use Iraq as a military launch base. So we don't need Richard Clark, who was inside the White House, saying day one they had maps out saying who'd get what oil. We don't need Treasury Secretary O'Neill saying it. Yeah. People could say they're trying to be partisan or they're sour grapes. Man, I got Dick Cheney, you've got Dick Cheney, explaining their stratagem to you. In 1999, Bush told his biographer, the guy he hired, I want to be a war president. If there's a war, they can't question me domestically. That's really the big prize. It's America. and I'll be famous. I mean, just lunatic type stuff. Now, that's his biographer, the person George Bush hired. So we have them all dead to rights. We have them caught red-handed. They should all be impeached. They should all be indicted. They should all go to prison for espionage, for fraud, for extortion, just all the things they've done, the bid rigging, the war profiteering, the no-bid contracts, all of it. All of it. It's unbelievable. The foreign lobbyists, the sellout of ports and roads and water and defense contracts, all of this is espionage, is a sellout of this country. And the Democrats are just as involved. You know, somehow people go, well, if the Democrats are doing it too, like that makes it okay. Or back when Democrats are in office, well, Republicans do it too. Yeah, that makes it even worse. Exactly. Exactly. We're in a lot of trouble here. But I mean, no one can deny that we're got our afterburners on as a country going down the rat hole of the New World Order under Bush. I mean, it's never moved this fast. And, of course, that's just because we're later on in time. We're it's 2006. We're deeper into the New World Order. If it was a Democrat in office, it'd be the exact same thing. Showing how we've got, for all intents and purposes, a dictatorship. So, with that backdrop, India has signed no foreign treaties. India has not signed the Non-Proliferation Act. They've not signed the inspections. They've not signed any of these deals. They've never signed them. Pakistan won't sign them. None of these countries will sign them. North Korea won't sign them. And our government is moving to give them technologies that clearly can be used to expand and develop their nuclear arsenal. And India's got dozens and dozens of weapons. What they say, over 30 weapons. They've got medium-range missiles that can hit parts of the U.S. and all of Western and Eastern Europe. Meanwhile, that Khan, that big doctor, Clinton signed W199I, then Bush reauthorized it in early 2001, days after getting into office, ordering the FBI to leave Khan laboratories alone. And then you've got Khan on the cover of Time magazine, you know, Dr. Nuke, oh, he's going to get us. Our government wanted Pakistan to get the nukes. They got the nukes. We've helped transfer them the MIRV technology. They've helped give India the MIRV technology. Do you know what MIRV technology is? It's the reentry devices. So when the nose cone pops off the intercontinental ballistic missile, or the theater range missile, it doesn't matter, when it comes back into the atmosphere, or when it gets over its targets at, say, 80,000 feet, or 100,000 feet, the nose cone pops off, and there's a bunch of little missiles. Okay, that's MIRV technology. And then they target and specifically release with their own guidance systems and go after the different targets they're going to hit. So let's say over Texas at 150,000 feet, 80,000 feet, they can open at different levels. One of these missiles opens up, and then 12 to 22, depending on which MIRV package it is, there's different variants of them, hit Dallas, hit Austin, hit Fort Hood, hit San Antonio, hit Corpus Christi, hit Fort Worth, hit all these cities. India has different governments in it, you know, every few years. India, billion-plus people now. China openly threatening to nuke us on a routine basis, calling press conferences every few months and saying, we're targeting 200 cities right now with MIRV technology in our ICBMs, intercontinental ballistic missiles. We will destroy you if you get involved in any of our holdings or any of our assets or any of our national interests, and certainly with Taiwan. If you don't stop selling to Taiwan, we may go ahead and preemptively hit you. And if Taiwan targets us, that is, aims any of its island missile batteries at us, and meanwhile, they've got weapons aimed at them, China does, we will immediately hit you with an all-out sneak attack. Oh, we love you, China. Oh, let us sell you some more U.S. assets, some more ports, some more roads. In fact, even when U.S. companies offer bigger payoffs on the bids, we'll selectively, through the agency run by the Treasury Secretary, who gets money from all these people, the UAE, China, England, you name it, Israel, oh, we'll go ahead and still sell it to you for less. The government will only approve the deal in select, basically no-bid contracts again. You know, I hear this controlled media, the so-called liberal media, nothing liberal about them, go, well, what are all these libs having problems with? I mean, so what if Halliburton gets a contract? We're not about it to give it to them greedy Frenchies. I mean, neocons, folks, foreigners were never allowed to get those Iraq defense contracts to begin with unless it was Israel or England. Okay? So when you heard, hey, no bid, that's good, don't give the foreigners a bid, America deserves that. It was American companies that weren't allowed to get those bids. It was no bid to anyone. But see, I've got to get emails to this day and arguments and people stopping me on the street going, Alex, I heard you say you're against no bid contracts. I work for Halliburton. What are you, for the French getting it? And I go, wait a minute. Those are no bid for anyone getting it. No bids allowed. No bid means no bid. Huh? Well, still, we do good for this country. See, I mean, and they know how dumb you are. They know how ignorant you are. They know how diverted you are and how distracted you are. So they lie to you and go, well, no bid. The Frenchies don't deserve it. The Frenchies. So that's the little mind games and tricks they play. And if you like being fooled, you like being lied to, you like being conned, you like being laughed at and called a slave and globalist published policy papers routinely, then fine. Just believe it. Don't believe me. Turn the radio off, change the channel, and you can go tune into all the lies and enjoy yourself. Now, meanwhile, our government that's been hijacked by these corporate interests has said they're going to strike over 200 targets in Iran. Over 200 targets with simultaneous bunker-busting missiles. They're going to bomb any industry connected. That means power. That means water. That means support. That means roads. That means airports. That means industrial centers. They are going to deindustrialize. They're going to knock them back to the Stone Age. Good. I hope you turn them into a parking lot. Well, don't worry. We're losing our industry, too, from by the same globalists. We're being enslaved, too, so giggle to your masters. I understand. It's very funny to be a slave. Just don't think it's the Iranians who are going to get shackled. It's you, too, Bubba. They want a good parking lot. We've all heard it. Just nuke them. And with a USA flag beside it, I see those bumper stickers every day. Just nuke them. Now, can you find them on a map? No, just nuke them. But do you know that our government overthrew their government when it was pro-America and actually wanted radical governments in there from the start to destabilize the region so that they don't have freedom? Shut up, commie! Okay, I'm gonna stop doing the neocon accent. I'm going to stop right there. I apologize. I'm just sick of it. What about you? So we're sitting here looking at this, and so Iran's being threatened with being attacked, so they say, well, if you attack us, we'll strike back. And the media goes, can you believe the radical statements? Can you believe it? They say if they're attacked, they'll fight back. I've never heard of someone as evil, as radical, as extreme, that if they are premeditatedly attacked for no reason other than empire, that they will fight back. Can you imagine that? No one's ever been that evil. No one. No one has ever been as evil as to defend themselves. I mean, next time somebody busts in your family member's house and is going to try to rape them and kill them, and you know, let's say your cousin, who's a woman, shoots them, you ought to go tell the cops, arrest her. Can you believe, officer, that she fired on the person attacking her? Why, officer, after the intruder came in and stabbed her, she got to a gun and shot him. She should have taken her clothes off to make it easier for him to stab her and rape her. Can you believe? Okay, I said I'd stop that voice. I just can't help it. Can you believe that they would actually fight back? So that's what we're dealing with here. Can't find it on a map. Know nothing about the country. Just nuke them. Can you believe? And so Iran's saying, if you attack us, we're going to attack you. And it's shock headlines. Dun, dun, dun. Top story. Iran threatens America. That'd be like if somebody said, I'm going to come over to your house and knock your teeth out and beat your head in with a ball-peen hammer. And you said back, well, if you do that, I'm going to fight back against you. You're coming into a world of hurt. You're going to get some pain back, Bubba. Can you believe I threatened to kill them and they said they'd fight back against me? I can't believe it. And here it is. U.S. says Iran has enough uranium to make 10 nuclear weapons. Total lie. Here's another one. Israel will have to act on Iran if UN can't. And Iran threatens U.S. with harm and pain after being threatened with attack. What are you, anti-America, Alex? I just don't like China threatening to nuke us in press conferences, and you're like, oh, they're good, don't worry about them. Then a country that's done nothing and signed on to all the treaties is about to be attacked.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
And now a word from Dr. Patricia Margitis from Stem Enhance.
I want to first thank the wonderful GCN listeners for supporting Stem Enhance. Now know that your own stem cells are your body's maintenance crew, and Stem Enhance makes sure that more of them show up for work every day. The truth is, the more stem cells you have in your bloodstream, the greater your health. If you believe there is something more for you, have a strong work ethic, and wish to participate in the monumental increase in the cost for natural health while gaining financial independence and monthly cash flow, then you are the right person. I personally invite you to join me as a distributor of Stem Enhance. I am committed to personally make sure you receive the tools needed to succeed. Remember, the first rule of success, you must show up. Call me, Dr. Patricia Margitis, at 860-567-7744.
That number again, 860-567-7744.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
We had a caller named Odie, and I like the Andy Griffin Show. I wish Odie wouldn't have hung up. Odie, why don't you call back in if you can get back in? Your calls, Leo, Mark, Charles, Mike, John, others, they're coming up in the next segment. Let me just try to calm down and cover the Iran situation. So there's all this shocked amazement that Iran is saying, if you attack us, we'll fight back. And it's top story. Everyone's freaking out. See, they're deadly. See, they're the enemy. Can you believe it? Iran threatened the United States with harm and pain Wednesday for its role in hauling John before the UN Security Council over its disputed nuclear program. Now, that's not, see, that's an AP article. That's not what they said. I've got the actual transcript here. But see, they said the United States has the power to cause harm and pain. Iran said a statement meant to, for delivery at the International Atomic Energy Agency's 35-nation board meeting in Vienna on Iran's refusal to freeze ultimatum on uranium enrichment. But the United States is also susceptible to harm and pain. So if that is the pain that the U.S. wishes to choose, let the ball roll. And if you go on, they were speaking of attacking Iran. But by the time it hits our newspapers, it's, oh, for going to the UN, they threatened us with pain. And no, the statement was, you've threatened us with pain, you can cause us pain. If you cause us pain, we'll cause you pain, so go ahead and let the ball roll. In statements for the same meeting, the United States said its European allies said Iran's intransigence over its nuclear program has left the world no choice but to ask for the UN Security Council to take action against the Islamic regime. This time has now come for the Security Council to act, Gregory Scuttle, the U.S. delegate to the IAEA, told board members. Iran has not come clean. And Scuttle listed Iran's decision to curtail IAEA inspections, its expanding uranium enrichment program, and worrying conclusions by IAEA inspectors that suggested at least past interest in nuclear arms as contributing to mounting international concerns about Tehran's nuclear intentions. So the IAEA has said that, yes, they found some documents at universities dealing with A-bombs from about a decade ago. Big deal. Every country has those. Yes, Iran in the past did have nuclear ambitions or atomic ambitions. What country doesn't? And so they let the IAEA in. The IAEA admitted no one ever gave them wider latitude in their investigations. No one was ever more wide open. No one let them into more sites. They were totally given unrestricted access, and Iran signed on and was following the agreement. And then the IAEA a year and a half ago said, hey, you know what? The U.S. wants you to just voluntarily stop even peaceful uranium enrichment. We know it's non-nuclear or non-atomic related to weapons. We know that these systems cannot be used for A-bombs. But just while we have this discussion, will you do that for a year? And they said, you know what? And they had a moderate in at the time in their government. They said, sure, we'll do that. Boom. Then a year and a half later, they go, okay, we're going to take the seals off. They go, nope, you can't do that with your nuclear weapons. They go, what do you mean? It's peaceful systems. You've said that. Nukes, they're removing nukes. They're taking them off. They're removing the seals. Nukes. And the average American goes, huh, nukes? Remove seals? That sounds like an episode of 24. Then the drum starts beating. We'll use many nukes on you, Iran. We'll attack you. We'll invade your southwest. We'll take over. And then a year ago, they tried to overthrow the country, attempted CIA coup with staged riots, bombings all over the country, clearly linked. The U.S. admits they got special forces troops in the country scoping out targets to be bombed right now and in place to laser the targets. That is, laser identify them so the bombers can hit their targets with precision-guided munitions when the time comes. So that's what's going on. Imagine you've got foreign troops running around blowing stuff up. You've got foreign troops trying to overthrow your country. You've got a foreign government staging riots. You've got dams being blown up and buildings being bombed. You've got troops admittedly in the country preparing for an attack. Troops and ships and troop ships have moved into the area. Rumsfeld's openly talking about using mini nukes on them. Americans, about half of them, are running around saying glass parking lot, nuke them, and then grunting like cavemen mindlessly. And so Iran puts in a more hardline government, and they say, okay, go ahead and attack us. We're going to attack you back, and then they're shocked that they may do that. Meanwhile, India says, we're not going to sign anything, and Bush says, okay, great, because you won't sign anything, and you won't let the UN in to see any of your military sites. If you'll let us have a few inspections of your peaceful sites, we'll give you even more hardware and more systems. How's that sound? Oh, great. Meanwhile, Pakistan, an Islamist state, is running around with nukes and selling them to everybody else. And North Korea is threatening to nuke us. China is threatening to nuke us. Threatening to nuke us when they've got the weapons. And that isn't the problem. Iran's the problem. No, Iran's the problem because they're a bigger pushover than people like China and India. That's why.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly, Pure Soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
And now a word from Dr. Patricia Margitis from Stem Enhance.
I want to first thank the wonderful GCN listeners for supporting Stem Enhance. Now know that your own stem cells are your body's maintenance crew, and Stem Enhance makes sure that more of them show up for work every day. The truth is, the more stem cells you have in your bloodstream, the greater your health. If you believe there is something more for you, have a strong work ethic, and wish to participate in the monumental increase in the cost for natural health while gaining financial independence and monthly cash flow, then you are the right person. I personally invite you to join me as a distributor of Stem Enhance. I am committed to personally make sure you receive the tools needed to succeed. Remember, the first rule of success, you must show up. Call me, Dr. Patricia Margitis, at 860-567-7744.
That number again, 860-567-7744.
On the Iran situation, then we'll go to your calls. We got a guest coming up who had chemical weapons tested on him at Porton Down Bioweapons and Chemical Weapons Laboratory in Wiltshire, England. Before we do that, though, just listen to this ABC News clip and let's analyze this propaganda. But notice, Iran is responding to Bolton and others saying meaningful, painful consequences. Then Bolton went on to say military strike. He said that 2 days ago on Monday. Okay, and so they're responding, going, oh, you'll have meaningful and painful? They just repeat back, okay, you'll have painful consequences. And then they spin it into, there'll be painful sanctions. And then the president of Iran says, okay, well, it'll be painful what we do to you. And it's, can you believe what they said? But we said it to them. And again, we use that psychology of we're not part of this system. We're being dragged along by our hair, ladies and gentlemen, remember. That China is openly having press conferences where they have maps of 200 U.S. cities targeted saying, we will kill you, saying, quote, we will kill you. We will kill half your country. We will destroy 200 cities. We are aimed at you now. Back off. Do what we tell you. Oh, we love you, China. We love you. Meanwhile, Iran is 10. That assessment was a year ago, so I guess now 9 years and a few months, according to major CIA assessments, from having an A-bomb if they were left alone and allowed to buy thousands of centrifuges and do all this. Remember, the IAEA is certified. And understand that I'm even against what Iran did. Iran gave in to UN control, had the inspectors there for years, basically running their atomic program, controlling what they can do. Meanwhile, China, North Korea, South Africa for that matter, Israel, all these other countries do nothing. Many of them threaten us, and it's A-OK, and our own government allows U.S. companies and Swiss companies, and as usual, Rumsfeld was involved on the board of ABB, transferring the nuke reactors to build A-bombs to North Korea. Check that out. That's admitted. But none of that's a problem. No, let's go create another hoax, another mass fraud, and try to get the Iranians to strike back at us when the globalists attack them. The major casinos are almost never wrong. In fact, I've never seen them be wrong on politics. And they got 2-to-1 odds that by March of next year, because the globalists tend to say they're going to attack in March of, say, 2002, they attacked Iraq in 03 in March. They claim they're going to attack in March of 06, then they attack in 07. That's what the bets are on. They'll have war is imminent, we're going to attack, and then, boom, hit them a year after their claimed invasion date. Now, it may come next week, I don't know, but we, looking at the casinos have even said why, and it's spot on with my analysis. Look, the casinos have got to get it right, folks, or they lose their hind ends. You know, they're in the free market, okay? And the house always wins because the house, isn't some poor schmuck out there eating a steak and drinking martinis, pumping their money into a blackjack board, or pumping their money into a craps table. They're sitting there running the scam, so they really know what's going on, and they're on the same page as I'm on with this attack coming in the next year. I've said, hey, people are saying it's going to be the 28th of this month. I don't know. That could happen. But I'll tell you this, 90-0, and they're saying 2-1, but I give it 4-1, that they're going to attack Iran the next year. And unfortunately, there's probably going to be, I'd say 2-1, a major terrorist attack in the Western Hemisphere, probably in the U.S. or England, could be in Germany, somewhere like that, even could be in Moscow, who knows, a massive terror attack, I mean something that makes 9/11 look small, before that, probably about a month or two before. So just brace yourselves for all of that. Okay, let me play this ABC News clip and analyze it, and then we'll come back and take your calls. But just listen to this, and then at the end, listen to the doublespeak of Bush. Listen to the doublespeak of Bush. He says, it's ridiculous that we're making preparations to attack them. When the Pentagon's own reports were saying that, that's why it was in the press then. And Bush, a cabinet minutes had gotten out where they were saying, we got to attack them in the next 2 years. Okay? And so Bush is, oh, that's ridiculous, but all options are on the table. Go ahead and roll it.
Good morning, Claire. You're right. The war of words between the U.S. and Iran is heating up. This morning, Iran's president issued a new threat against the U.S., saying America could feel harm and pain if sanctions are imposed on his country.
As fellow democracy,
from across the administration, increasingly loud and ominous warnings as Iran vows to press ahead with its nuclear program.
The Iranian regime needs to know that if it stays on its present course, the international community is prepared to impose meaningful consequences.
If it continues down the path of international isolation, there will be tangible and painful consequences.
The comments came amid reports that Russia was hoping to work out a compromise deal, allowing Iran to develop some nuclear material and avoid a clash at the UN Security Council. The chorus of opposition from the administration killed that proposal.
Enrichment and reprocessing on Iranian soil is not acceptable because of the proliferation risk.
Now Iran has a choice, drop its nuclear ambitions or face the UN Security Council and an American president who made this warning a year ago.
This notion that the United States is getting ready to attack Iran is simply ridiculous. Having said that, all options are on the table.
And according to a new report this morning, the Security Council will begin meeting about Iran next week, though there is no timetable for action there.
And then notice, right on time, France and Germany weren't going along. The election of Merkel comes in. There are stage riots. We proved that the the flashpoint, the riots were begun, were stirred up by intelligence agencies in France. They then spread to 11 countries. Clearly stirred up. Then neocon papers published the Muhammad cartoons, which they manufactured. They had some of their other Muslim agents go and stage even other events. Then they said in the headlines, there is a controversy. They manufactured a controversy. And then so the snowball began. Muslims picked up on it, played right into it. The images of burning embassies, oh, the evil Muslims. And overnight, Paris... France comes out and Jacques Chirac says, you know what, we'll just go ahead and nuke Iran. I mean, they go from, oh, we love Iran, oh, we're all sweet and friendly. And again, Chirac was playing that whole thing. I mean, France runs a lot more of America than Americans do. That's what's such a joke when you realize the big rich families in England and France are all married, inbred together. It's just a few families, and they own this country. It's all staged. But they've got to give you the illusion of choice. Oh, America and Europe are in a fight together. Oh, now Europe's on America's side. It is totally and completely staged. I mean, I've read letters from one king to another 300 years ago going, oh, my subjects are causing problems and our economy's in a slump. My ministers say we need a war. Let's go ahead and have one. Okay, cousin. Then they just have these wars. They're really wars against the people. Do you understand that? Do you understand that that's what's going on here? And so the globalists attack Iran, and then Iran strikes back. I wouldn't blame them. Or if it isn't a big enough strike back, there'll be some big event here. And, oh, see, we've got to invade them physically now, which the battle plans, not just hypothetical, but actual battle plans they're saying they want to execute are to take about 10% or more of the country there in the southwest area near Basra, which just so happens to have over half their oil. And, oh, we have to have this as a security perimeter because they were launching forays into the British-controlled sector. Of course, we'll take the oil, the oil wells that belonged to BP originally before Mesedec nationalized them in 1952, that sorry affair. Then we were forced to carry out terror attacks to blame it on him. And then we got the Slovakia, and they did a great job torturing and killing, and then, unfortunately, that was overthrown. We'll soon have it all easily underfoot there. Meanwhile, Pakistan and India and North Korea are proliferating weapons. China's proliferating and threatening to kill us, you understand? And that's not a problem. No. The problem is the evil Iranians that simply said, well, you're saying that you will cause us measurable pain. So we will cause you harm and pain back if you attack us. Oh, can you believe they repeated it back at us? I mean, again, it doesn't compute with a rational, sane person engaged in logic. All right, I've done enough ranting on this subject. There's a lot of other news coming up after I take some calls. House for News USA Patriot Act goes to be signed by Bush. Radically expanded, even worse than the original Patriot Act 2. Just an absolute nightmare. You want Nazi Germany, you're getting it, ladies and gentlemen. And the Internet Tops TV is most popular pastime. And we'll get into just a whole other stack of news here. Right now, let's go to Leo in California. Leo, you're on the air.
Good morning, Alex.
Hi.
Yeah, first off, I want to laugh about that that clip. It makes me think that we should give an Academy Award to these global actors. They're pretty good.
Yeah, there's no plan to attack them. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, this big stage, and people are buying into it like they buy into Madonna and all their garbage. Second thing I want to talk about is actually what I had for breakfast this morning. I had a bar of Calbin soap. I just want to tell you that's pretty good stuff there that you recommend.
Doesn't it smell good, the bar soap?
Oh, yeah. I wanted to eat it when I was taking a shower. I was like, man, this stuff's pretty good. So, yeah.
You know, he's not kidding. It just, I don't know what that, it's like cocoa. Coconut oil and a bunch of other stuff. It's just an almond oil, and that's just the bar soap. What did you get from Calvin soap?
I bought the $14 sample pack, but after that, me and my girlfriend talked about it and did the numbers. We're actually going to buy the 5-year package because we will save 80% according to what we normally spend on and regular
stuff. Yeah, it's on average 85%, and that's not high. They were organic before people even used that term, 1947. And we only have the best sponsors here, and it's what I use. It's what the office uses. And, I mean, I had staff here at the office go, man, I kind of thought you were hyping that. That stuff's incredible. I love it.
Yeah, it's pretty good. I can't wait to get the five-year package.
Wow, I don't get that. I get a yearly package. But
I just thought it.
Well, you save even more on the five-year package, huh?
Well, plus I'm going to pass it out to my family members and all that and get them going on that. So.
Well, it's ridiculously inexpensive. And, and there's a banner on Infowars.com on the left-hand side to CalBenPierceSub.com.
And the second thing I wanted to talk about was just something real funny. I was listening to Coast to Coast last night, and I thought about the jokes you make about people who say, oh, we got to put all the Muslims in camps. And this guy called in, and he sounded pretty intelligent. And then he's like, yeah, we've got to get all the Muslims and racially profile them and throw them all in camps in Montana. And then George Norrie asked him why. And the guy said, well, I don't know. We just got to do it. Because we got hit. And I was like,
we got hit.
And I mean, he said the exact same thing, you know. And I was just really laughing about that.
We got to get them before they get us.
Yeah. And I was just really laughing
about
it.
What did George Norrie say to that?
He just kind of asked him a couple of questions. I don't know exactly off the top of the head, but kind of shut him down and put him in his place and then cut him off.
Yeah, George is the only big national super show. I mean, he's got the second biggest radio show in the country, and conservatively, and he doesn't go off the deep end into neocon worship, which is very rare, and I appreciate him doing
that. He talks about world government quite often. He has guests on there that actually bring it up quite frequently.
No, I know. The direction he's taking the broadcast is great. Thanks for the call.
All right, one more thing, Alex.
Sure.
I just wanted to ask you, I've been calling a local radio station here to get your show on the air. If you can help me off the air.
Where are you in California?
I'm in Bakersfield, California.
Okay.
And I'm trying to get people here on. I know they're not owned by Clear Channel, so I got through that obstacle. And I did try to call their program director twice. He's never there. Now he's on his honeymoon. And they can't put me through to anybody, so I leave messages. And I'm trying to find out what's the most effective way to get you on air here locally.
Get you start calling in on air during local shows.
Uh-huh. I did that earlier. I called this guy named Scott Cox earlier, but he kind of cut me off because I got into the New World Order.
Yeah.
And then I got into some things like that. And he's
but
like,
the way to do it is just get a hold of the program director or the general manager, send them a nice letter and say, hey, here's the website, gcnlive.com.
Yeah.
They got like 25 different programs, a wide variety of viewpoints and ideas, but it's alternative. And why don't you check it out to fill up any gaps you got. Okay, that's how you do it. Thank you for the call. He brought up a point, and I wanted to comment on it, and I forgot what it was because he went on with another question, but I appreciate you calling stations trying to get us on. Oh, you were raising the point about putting people in camps. I'm not joking about that when I say it. We had Michelle Malkin on, who poses as a conservative. She's not really, and she wrote a book, What the Case for Camps, and how we need to put the Muslims in camps. And then there was, we went to a meeting called the New World Order. It was a three-part meeting, and actually Kevin Smith, who works in my office, he went and got video of it 2 years ago, and Lino Graglia and the former CIA director and a bunch of other people, some professors were there, and Lino Graglia, a UT professor, law professor, said we need to put every Arab, every Muslim in America in camps now. And they were all in agreement, yes, put them all in camps now, and we have video of this, just put all of you in camps, because they're all going to kill us any minute now. And then there have been articles in the New York Times and articles in, oh, there was a poll, majority of New Yorkers say put all the Arabs in camps. Well, number one, Arabs didn't attack us on 9/11. Number two, our government is selling out much of our infrastructure to, quote, Arab countries. But and you're not worried about that. Put them all in camps, but let their chief executive officers run the maritime administration and let the people that sit on the federal boards that sign off on it get billions of dollars from them personally. It's no problem. It's just a mindless emotionalism introducing camps to the psyche. Camps equal safety. So don't worry, the Muslims aren't going to go to the camps. It's going to be gun owners and conservatives and landowners, or if some local viceroy wants your wife or wants your business, or say some globalist has a car dealership and his brother's Homeland Security, you'll get arrested or quietly die on some lonely road and your business will be repossessed. They'll claim you were funding Al-Qaeda. I mean, that's what you got to look forward to. That's what tyrannies do. They always do. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. It's a guarantee. You'll be like, but I served the country. I stuck bumper stickers on my car for the troops. Look what they do to the troops with the depleted uranium. Look what they do to their servants. I mean, you thought you'd be safe? Just remember down the road if they win and you're enjoying all of this. Just remember I told you. But so that's the whole atmosphere swirling around this. Let's go ahead and take another call. Let's talk to Mark in Texas. Mark, go ahead.
Hello, Alex. Calling from up the road, North Lamar.
Yes.
Got a few news stories I think you'll have interest in. First of all, yesterday, Karen Sunlightner, that vile worm, was defeated in the primary.
So, I was going to talk about that later. She lost, but then people like Tom DeLay with polls, 3/4 against him, magically won.
Well, at least she's gone, at least for a while. So
won the primary.
And credit goes to the anti-toll road people such as yourself, so congratulations. The second thing, CNN has been running a story and repeating it this past week on the CityEarch implantable chip. And it's sort of a whitewash. The last sentence in the report goes sort of to this effect, almost exact quote. They end the report saying, like it or not, your boss may soon be literally under your skin. So that's what CNN...
You know, I heard a news report on that. Is that a text report or an audio or video?
That was a video report done over about 5 minutes long.
Can you do me a favor? Can you find it and email it to tips@infowars.com?
I'll try to do that. I have one more story.
Yeah,
for
stay
you.
There. Stay there. But try to think of the exact headline, and I can probably find it right now. We'll be right back. But I actually did hear a radio show play that.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
City Search that runs surveillance cameras, Big Brother company, and They're talking about making their employees all take chips, and a few have. It's a big gimmick. And yeah, it's just the endless headlines, endless PR. Hey, you may have to take a chip. No, we're serious. Hey, the Mexican attorney general's making his employees take it. Hey, this company's doing it. Hey, you may have to do it. And I was listening to the Power Hour this morning, driving along in the car here in Austin, and another broadcast here on Genesis, and I heard them play a clip of that. In fact, don't you have that clip now that I think about it, Scott? Yeah, he just has the short little intro clip that they play from a similar news piece. Do you have that at hand? Go ahead and roll it.
Tonight's eye-opener, what would you do if your boss said you had to have a computer ID chip implanted under your skin or you'd be fired? Well, we're not there quite yet, but one Ohio company is doing something that has some people wondering if we're headed down that road. Here's correspondent Daniel Seberg with tonight's eye-opener.
So, there you go. The listener mentions it. We've got it. And what's wrong with that? You're one of the weirdos. You know, you're one of the weirdos that caused the nuke attack of 2010. People like you, small-minded, you caused Al-Qaeda to hit us hard and take out Chicago, to take out Dallas, to take out Cleveland, to take out Denver. And you know what? We put all of you in camps, too, after that attack happened. And now America's safe. Yeah, we're all force-drugged. Yeah, yeah. See, once you're under the police state, you'll realize that all the baubles, all the trappings, all the peer pressure meant nothing, and freedom was everything. Freedom caused the plenty we had in the streets. Let's not let it get to that point. Real fast, Mark in Texas, finish up what you were saying.
Okay, yeah, one other news story from the Daily Texan on Monday. Travis County selected as test site for next census. The United States Census Bureau plans to hire more than 3,600 temporary part-time local workers.
Let me guess, a yearly census.
Yes.
And it wasn't hard. It was official in 2000. They said a yearly census, hundreds of questions. They'll threaten to arrest you. And then they plan to get it down to a monthly, and you'll just get these little questionnaires, and it's no more Fifth Amendment. It's all part of just answering government questions. How many guns do you own? What's in your bank account? What do your children eat? No, I'm sorry, I didn't see the article, but let me just go ahead and tell me what it says.
Okay, well, that's pretty much what it says. The results of the 2006 census will help shape the format of the next regular census in 2010. Every resident of Travis County at least 18 years or older will receive the census in the mail starting in March.
Let me guess, it says by law you've got to answer it. Total fraud. We took it to court. It's illegal. You don't have to answer any more questions on how many people are domiciled or live there. But they don't care. It doesn't matter if we have court rulings and it's the Fifth Amendment. You supposedly got to answer their questions. And it's just more of a hoax. It's all a hoax.
You're close. The next sentence is residents who don't return the survey will be visited by one of the new part-time census workers. And here's an interesting kicker, quote, it could be one of the most important pieces of mail that you will receive, unquote, said Austin Mayor Will Wynn. So that's that story. So
all color of law, you got to vaccinate, lie, you got to fill out the census, lie, just lie after lie, mercury's good for you, lie,
after
it's just
lie,
a lie, 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 lie. Email me that Daily Texan story, I want to post that.
All right, and one reminder, remember when you go to the CIA website researching Mossadegh, block all cookies because they'll put cookies on your computer.
That's right. They really do Trojan horse you.
Okay.
Last time I was on their site, the computer all shut down and screwed up. But so what?
All right, thanks for
the time.
They're
the criminals. Thank you. And they're not all criminals in there, but, I mean, the criminals run it. And, and also, a lot of that stuff I mentioned a few weeks ago on their website where they admit they carry out terror attacks, we did print it off. We did screenshot it. It is going in the new film. A lot of that's being taken down or blocked. You go to it now and the links are dead. So they are definitely listening to the show. They're like, you idiot. I can just see them in the history department of the CIA. You moron, what did you do? I don't care if it's declassified. Get it off. That adds credibility to them. Get it off right now.
Yes, sir. No.
I shouldn't make fun of you. You're probably a good person. Probably listening right now. I'm sorry. We'll be right back.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.